criminal trial begins today in Detroit for four Arab men accused of conspiring to support terrorist strikes in Jordan, Turkey, and the United States. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
A few days after the terrorist attacks on the Pentagon and World Trade Center, federal agents arrested three men in Detroit on terrorist charges. A fourth man was arrested later. Agents found fake identification papers in the men's apartment, as well as a day planner containing sketches of an American airfield in Turkey, notes alleged to indicate an assassination plot, and videos of tourist spots in Las Vegas and Disneyland. Now, with those men set to stand trial in Detroit, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Collins says he's taking no chances.
It was clear from the events of 9/11 that, you know, there are people on the face of this earth, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, who want to slaughter us.
Collins oversees terrorism investigations in the Detroit region. Those investigations began intensifying days after the attacks on New York and Washington, when federal agents raided the Detroit apartment of a man on the government's terrorism watch list. He wasn't there, but agents arrested three men who were present, Karim Kubriti, Ahmed Hanan, and Farouk Ali Hamoud. Islamic leaders in Metro Detroit immediately charged the government was racially profiling the men, who are Arabs. But U.S. Attorney Collins says he prosecutes terrorism based on evidence, not profiling.
Our intent is to go after the individual. Whether they're red, polka dot, color, it doesn't matter. We will try to be as responsible as we can, you know, in not drawing a terrorist connection unless the evidence mandates that it be done.
Collins won't comment directly on the upcoming terrorist trial. The judge in the case has issued a gag order for all parties involved and deposed the government's star witness in an unusual closed criminal trial hearing. That doesn't surprise attorney Nabi Ayad. He's not involved in the case, but he's defended several terrorism suspects. Ayad says that the government wants to keep terrorism cases quiet, not only to protect classified intelligence, but also, he alleges, because government witnesses often change their stories. Ayad says he recently faced such unreliable testimony when he defended a truck driver detained on suspicion of being a terrorist bomber, an accusation made by the driver's estranged brother-in-law.
I wanted this ex-brother-in-law from New York to come into court, and basically I want to be able to cross-examine him because obviously we feel there's some biases there, and which it turned out to be. The FBI went out after the same day that we asked the judge to bring him in. They went out, questioned him again, and lo and behold, he recanted.
Ayad adds that even the judge's guarantee of anonymity for prospective jurors in the Detroit trial could be seen by some as a frightening message. Last week, defense attorneys filed a brief requesting that jurors' names be made public and that security surrounding the courtroom be lessened. Otherwise, they contend, the security will create a prejudicial atmosphere that jurors involved with the trial are putting themselves in harm's way. Legal experts counter that security is often increased during certain trials, those dealing with organized crime, for example. This trial is expected to last 4 to 6 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.